What could possibly go wrong? When suppliers approach a new business, they're all about seeing the opportunity. But when customers look at new suppliers, they're more worried about what could go wrong. It used to be that suppliers had the upper hand because they knew all the ins and outs of what they were selling. But customers got savvy. They set up ways to level the playing field, like having special departments to handle purchases and making suppliers compete on price. Now, thanks to the internet and social media, customers have access to the same info as suppliers. This has shifted things. It's not just about price anymore, it's about value, things like safety, quality, speed, and simplicity. Customers are realizing that their old procurement methods are clunky and don't always give them the best deal. Big buyers are learning they can't treat every supplier the same. They want more than just a low price, they want value. In this changing landscape, customers are looking for suppliers who can do more than just save them money. They want partners who can help solve their problems. But the current way of doing things makes it hard for customers to tap into a supplier's expertise. It's time for a shakeup. The power of service. Businesses should support each other rather than just chasing money. Providing a service means helping another business achieve its goals. When you focus on serving, you're more likely to persuade another business to buy from you. But if you just follow orders without question, you end up in a bad situation. In the past, bosses didn't care much about their workers' problems. We need to move past that dynamic for real service to happen. Some businesses still unfairly structure their purchasing processes, squeezing as much as they can from suppliers. This can create a group of struggling suppliers. Even those who refuse to be servants may still feel like they're in a weaker position and let the buyer have all the power. For example, you might know your business inside and out, but the customer might still dictate how they'll evaluate your work. This can leave you feeling frustrated. Some clients try to make suppliers submissive, acting like the supplier can't offer anything special. Suppliers want respect and recognition for their work, so this attitude is really annoying. A sea of similarity. In today's business world, standing out from the crowd is key to success. But it's tough when everyone seems to be using the same playbook. Imagine every business sounding like a broken record, with no unique tune to catch your ear. That's what's happening in service industries. They've developed their own secret language, but now it's become a barrier, making them all sound alike. And when everyone's a carbon copy, customers only care about one thing, the price tag. It's like a race to the bottom, where no one wins. There are five big reasons why this is happening. 1. Outsourcing and offshoring. Businesses are farming out work to other countries, which means more competitors vying for the same job, driving prices down. 2. Automation. Technology used to be a selling point, but now it's expected. If you're not up to speed, you're left in the dust. 3. Customer self-service. We're all becoming our own customer service reps, whether we're punching in pins at an ATM or lugging our bags to the scale at the airport. It's like we're working for free. 4. Global competition. It's not just local anymore. Businesses are facing rivals from all corners of the globe, whether they're offering low-skilled or high-skilled services. 5. Isolationism. Social media might connect us, but it's also making it harder to build real relationships. If people don't know you, they'll treat you like just another face in the crowd. Inner and outer challenges. Both inside and outside of your company, there are obstacles that might get in the way of getting new customers. For example, you might not have enough information about the market or the right tools to sell to potential clients. Don't worry so much about fancy marketing stuff, focus on showing the value you bring. Inside your company, there could be things holding you back from making customers happy. A smart business guy named Peter Drucker once said that businesses should always try to attract customers. But maybe you're not feeling confident enough to reach out to new clients, or you're always comparing yourself to competitors and feeling like you're not good enough. This could lead to setbacks and feeling like you'll never succeed. Instead, focus on what makes you special and why customers should pick you. Forget about comparing yourself to others, just work on making your product or service the best it can be. Think about your customers and what you can do for them, not just about yourself. Provide inspiration. Many salespeople focus on talking to customers about their business practices to win them over. But they forget to mention their motivation and intentions. Understanding why you do what you do is key, as Simon Sinek explains in his book Start With Why. He says people buy from those who believe in something, not just those selling a product. You can either manipulate or inspire behavior, and inspiring is better. To do that, you must genuinely believe in what you're offering. So, remember why you chose this job, what excites you, and what keeps you going when things get tough. Reconnecting with that passion will help you connect with your customers. 1. Outsourcing and offshoring. Businesses are farming out work to other countries, which means more competitors vying for the same job, driving prices down. 2. Automation. Technology used to be a selling point, but now it's expected. If you're not up to speed, you're left in the dust. 3. Customer self-service. We're all becoming our own customer service reps, whether we're punching in pins at an ATM or lugging our bags to the scale at the airport. It's like we're working for free. 4. Global competition. It's not just local anymore. Businesses are facing rivals from all corners of the globe, whether they're offering low-skilled or high-skilled services. 5. Isolationism. Social media might connect us, but it's also making it harder to build real relationships. If people don't know you, they'll treat you like just another face in the crowd. Inner and outer challenges. Both inside and outside of your company, there are obstacles that might get in the way of getting new customers. For example, you might not have enough information about the market or the right tools to sell to potential clients. Don't worry so much about fancy marketing stuff, focus on showing the value you bring. Inside your company, there could be things holding you back from making customers happy. A smart business guy named Peter Drucker once said that businesses should always try to attract customers. But maybe you're not feeling confident enough to reach out to new clients, or you're always comparing yourself to competitors and feeling like you're not good enough. This could lead to setbacks and feeling like you'll never succeed. Instead, focus on what makes you special and why customers should pick you. Forget about comparing yourself to others, just work on making your product or service the best it can be. Think about your customers and what you can do for them, not just about yourself. Provide inspiration. Many salespeople focus on talking to customers about their business practices to win them over. But they forget to mention their motivation and intentions. Understanding why you do what you do is key, as Simon Sinek explains in his book Start With Why. He says people buy from those who believe in something, not just those selling a product. You can either manipulate or inspire behavior, and inspiring is better. To do that, you must genuinely believe in what you're offering. So, remember why you chose this job, what excites you, and what keeps you going when things get tough. Reconnecting with that passion will help you connect with your customers. Businesses often mix up development with sales. Development is about creating value for customers, while sales are about showing customers that value. If a business fails to sell, it's because they haven't created enough value or haven't communicated it well. It's not enough to boast about past achievements. Customers want to know what you can do for them now and in the future. So, focus on the value you can provide today, rather than dwelling on the past. Capture worth. Businesses have often relied on claiming they offer something unique, thinking that alone will make customers buy. But just being unique doesn't always seal the deal. Also, if you start by talking about what you're selling, people will naturally compare you to other options. Instead, focus on the value you bring to the table. Encourage customers to look beyond just the price tag when deciding what to buy. Find out what they really want, not just what they say they want. Suppliers have a tough job. They need to understand how customers see the value in their work now and how that might change in the future. Different people see value in different ways, but generally, customers want certain things from a purchase. They want it to be safer, cheaper, simpler, faster, smarter, or just better overall. There are three main ways to boost these value attributes. 1. Visceral drivers. This is all about tapping into your gut feeling about the world. While many customers might only look for the cheapest option, you need to help them see the other benefits you offer and what they might lose by saying no to your services. They might not even realize all the extra costs they're taking on. 2. Logical drivers. Businesses usually make decisions based on logic and reason. In the past, people used to love getting more information, but now they're overwhelmed by it. Customers want to achieve more with fewer resources. 3. Aspirational drivers. Can you offer something that your customers can't see, like being able to work faster than your competition? The drive to be part of something bigger than themselves pushes people toward aspirational goals. Key points. 1. Understand your customer's self-image to tailor your services effectively. 2. Accept resilience, clarity, and understanding in customer interactions. 3. Shift focus from price to value, as customers seek partners, not just suppliers. 4. Stand out by emphasizing unique value propositions over price competition. 5. Overcome inner and outer challenges by focusing on customer needs and values. 6. Inspire through genuine belief in your offerings and focus on present value. 7. Tap into customers' drivers, visceral, logical, and aspirational, to enhance value perception.